各位弟兄姊妹早晨。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们少了一些弟兄姊妹在这里跟我们一起敬拜。
We have a little less, brothers and sisters here to worship with us this morning.
刚才 Pastor Justin 也有讲到了，他们有一班很为数不少的弟兄姊妹正在为我们准备一阵间的短宣的筹款午餐。
As Pastor Justin mentioned earlier, there's quite a few brothers and sisters who are right now preparing for us the short-term missions lunch today.
呢班弟兄姊妹用咗好多嘅时间去准备。
These brothers and sisters have used a lot of time to prepare.
其实佢哋唔系冇敬拜嘅。
It's not that they didn't come to worship.
佢哋唔单止用咗好多嘅精神时间。
Not only did they use a lot of time and energy,
他们比大家早一个钟头有多的时间回来敬拜。
They actually came an hour early this morning.
今早8点45分钟的时间，这班弟兄姊妹已经回来，我们一起在教会的图书馆，一起有一段祈祷敬拜的时间。
And so all these brothers and sisters arrived early this morning at 8:45 and we had a time of worship and prayer this morning.
所以弟兄姊妹，一阵间你见到佢哋嘅时间，如果啲食物出得慢咗少少，忍耐下佢哋。
So later, when you see these brothers and sisters, if the food is a little bit slower or whatever, just show them a bit of grace.
亦都向佢哋表示一啲嘅多谢同埋欣赏。
And also, it would be much appreciated if you could express your thanks and gratitude towards them.
我哋好愿意我哋整个教会一同嘅，真系齐心努力去兴旺福音。
Our hope is that we as a church would be united in sharing, spreading the gospel and missions.
1911年有一出好经典嘅惊栗电影。
There is a movie in 1991,
叫做《沉默的羔羊》。
That's called Silence of the Lamb.
有几人睇过呢出戏啊？
Who's seen this movie before?
都好驚㗎係咪？
It's a thriller, isn't it? Pretty
scary. Pastor Justin 話都好驚。
Yeah, Pastor Justin says 都好驚。
但當大家睇呢出戲時候，知唔知個名點解叫沉默的羔羊？
But actually, when you watch a movie, do you have any idea why it's called Silence of the Lambs?
呢出戲其實講到有一個 FBI 受訓嘅一個嘅警員叫 Caris。
The movie talks about this FBI agent called Clarice.
他为了去查一个的连环的杀人案，那个的杀人狂叫做 Buffalo Bill， 他就去找一个的食人魔的医生叫做 Hannibal Lecter.
So, in order to try to find the serial killer Buffalo Bill, she went to Hannibal Lecter, who's a cannibal.
Hannibal Lecter 佢其實已經喺精神病院裏面有八年嘅時間。
And Hannibal Lecter has already been in the penitentiary asylum for about 8 years.
佢一個嘅食人魔，但係同時嘅佢亦都係一個心理醫生。
Even though he's a cannibal, he eats people, but he's also a psychologist.
所以 Caris 知道佢可以俾到有好多嘅意見俾佢點樣去查呢一個嘅連環殺人案。
And so Clarice actually knows that he has the ability to be able to help her find and profile who's the killer.
影片嘅当中有好多嘅唔同嘅对话。
And they have a lot of dialogue within the script.
而两个人最后一次嘅面谈嘅对话嘅里边。
And in the last, I guess, or one of the recent dialogues.
而喺当中嘅Hannibal Lecter 都去透过嗰个对话去带出咗 Caris 佢童年嘅一啲嘅情况。
And through the dialogue, Hannibal was able to bring out of Clarice some of her early childhood memories.
而呢一个亦都系呢一出戏《沉默的羔羊》个名字嘅内容嘅原因。
And this during this dialogue is actually also the reason for the title of the movie, Silence of the Lamb.
呢一幕咧好经典嘅。
This is a pretty intense dialogue.
原本咧，我系想播俾大家睇。
At first, I wanted to show it on screen.
但我哋有youth worship 嘅弟兄姊妹喺度，我谂都系唔好啦。
But there are youth worship brothers and sisters among us, and it's probably not quite PG-13.
咁点算咧
？And so what shall we do?
今日你哋好有荣幸。
So you guys are in luck.
我哋有Matthew 是 Hannibal Lecter.
And so I will be acting as Hannibal Lecter.
我就是那個很可憐的 Caris.
And Pastor Anthony will be the pitiful Clarice, I guess.
我哋会将呢一段嘅对话，我哋去声演俾大家去睇去听。
And so we'll have a dialogue and kind of act it out for you to hear. I will listen now. After your father was murdered, you were orphaned. You were 10 years old. And when you went to live with your cousins on a sheep ranch and horse ranch in Montana. And
one morning, I just ran away.
Not just Clarice. What set you off? You started at what time?
Early, still dark.
Then something woke you, didn't it? Was it a dream? What was it?
I heard a strange noise.
What was it?
It was screaming, some kind of screaming like a child's voice.
What did you do?
I went downstairs outside. I crept up into the barn. I was so scared to look inside, but I had to.
And what did you see, Clarice? What did you see?
Lambs. The lambs were screaming.
They were slaughtering the spring lambs?
And they were screaming.
And you ran away?
No. First I tried to free them. I opened the gate to their pens, but they wouldn't run. They just stood there, confused. They wouldn't run.
But you could. And you did, didn't you?
Yes. I took one lamb, and I ran away as fast as I could.
Where were you going, Clarice?
I don't know. I didn't have any food, any water, and it was very cold, I thought. I thought if I could save just one. But he was so heavy, so heavy. I didn't get more than a few miles when the service car picked me up. The rancher was so angry, he sent me to live at the Lutheran orphanage. I never saw the ranch again.
And what became of your lamb, Clarice?
They killed him.
在这出戏的最后的那里 ,Letter 问了 Caris 一个问题。
At the end of this particular movie, Hannibal Lecter asks Clarice a question.
羔羊待死垂死的嘶叫停止了没
有have the lambs stopped screaming?
其实他是问着羔羊是否仍然处于被宰杀的处境。
He's actually asking, are the lambs still being slaughtered?
在这出戏的里面其实哪一个是那个将要被宰的羔羊并且在嘶叫呢
?Actually, in this movie, who is the lamb who is actually being slaughtered and screams?
其实是 Caris.
Actually, it's Clarice.
他一直摆脱不到他听见的那些羔羊的嘶叫声。原来其实是他成长里面的伤痛。
She could not never put away that screaming that she had in her head from this childhood memory.
还有在一个充满罪恶的社会里面的无奈而这个也是发自内心好像羊即将要被宰杀的时候的嘶叫声。
And within this broken and fallen society, it really felt like that there was just lambs being slaughtered and the screaming that was constantly in the background.
羊将被宰杀的时候的嘶叫声是怎样的呢
what do lambs sound like right before they're slaughtered?
我想大家听一听。
What does it sound like? I want you all to listen. Do you guys want to listen to it again?
不想了。
No?
羊将被宰杀的嘶叫声是这样的。
A lamb who is about to be slaughtered sounds like that.
这个声音大家熟不熟悉啊？
Do you guys recognize this sound?
大家可能未见过汤羊。
Probably most of us have not seen lambs being slaughtered.
没实际的听过羊的这个的嘶叫声音。
Have not actually or technically seen a lamb being slaughtered.
但当你听的时候会不会有一种的熟悉的感觉？
But when you hear the screaming, do you have, are you able to relate to it?
并且这个声音好像和你很相近。
It seems like this, you can relate very closely with this type of sound.
会不会都是发自你内心心底的一些声音？
Maybe the sound represents, a screaming that's deep within your heart.
羊将宰的时候的嘶叫声。
A lamb that's about to be slaughtered, their screams.
是一个压迫、困苦、无助、困难当中的一个嘶叫声。
It's a scream that you find within deep pressure, a lot of hardships or suffering.
今日喺你如果系感受到好似羊将宰嘅一个苦难嘅里边嘅时候，大牧人主耶稣今日要向你去讲说话。
And if you feel like you're a lamb being slaughtered in a very difficult, hard-pressed situation, the Good Shepherd Jesus has a word for you today.
我哋再一次低头祈祷。
Let's bow our heads again in prayer.
主耶稣，今日我哋嚟到你嘅面前。
Lord Jesus, we come before you today.
我哋唔想再掩饰。
We don't want to be ignorant.
我哋唔想再戴面具嘅去做一个基督徒。
We don't want to be fake and wear a mask before you.
有阵时我哋都唔知道我哋心底里边嘅感觉。
A lot of times we don't even know the depths of our own hearts or feelings.
我哋面对你嘅时候，可能我哋亦都会有好多嘅假装。
And a lot of times when we come before you, we put on a facade.
我哋翻到教会嘅时候，我哋可能喺弟兄姊妹面前，我哋都系另一个嘅人。
And also when we come before our brothers and sisters here at church, we hide our true selves.
主耶稣，我哋求你今日向我哋去讲说话。
And so Lord Jesus, we pray that today you would speak to us into our hearts.
让我们去更深地体会你的爱。
Help us to more deeply understand your love.
又帮助我们看见我们实际的状况。
And help us to really see the attitudes and direction of our heart.
圣灵求你在当中向我们说话。
Holy Spirit, we pray that you would speak to us.
让我们听见我们慈爱的大牧人的声音。
Help us hear the loving voice of our great shepherd.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天所读的经文在罗马书。
The scripture reading today is from Romans.
是保罗在公元第57年的时候写给罗马信徒的一个书信。
It's an epistle from Paul written to the Christians in Rome in AD 57.
罗马的信徒是一班认识耶稣基督的一班的信徒。
And the Christians in Rome were a group of Christians that really knew Jesus.
他们应该是透过在五旬节的时间圣灵降临在耶路撒冷的时候，一班的信徒将福音带到去罗马这个城市。
And it was during Pentecost, a bunch of Christians received the Holy Spirit, went to Rome, and led the church in Rome, or planted the church in Rome.
所以他们是认识基督的。
So they knew of Christ.
但是在罗马书里面，我们都不难的发现，在这个群体里面，有一部分的是信心软弱的。
But we also find in the letter to the Romans that there are a group of Christians,
并且他们去疑惑一些事情。
And in a sense, they also disputed over different matters.
罗马书十四章第一节那里讲到说，信心软弱的你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事情。
In Romans chapter 14 verse 1, it says, accept the one whose faith is weak without quarreling over disputable matters.
罗马书十五章第一节同样的去提到罗马信徒的软弱。
And in Romans chapter 15 verse 1, it also talks about the weakness of the Christians there.
我们不难的去明白他们的处境，因为当时在罗马的世界里面盛行的是帝王的敬拜。
And it's not very difficult for us to understand the persecution, the suffering they were going through, because during that time, emperor worship was at its height.
当时的罗马的皇帝需要的是每一个的国民在当中是去敬拜，真真正正在他的像面前去下拜，以致到他们可以得到各样的社会的福利和政治的权利。
And at that time, the emperor actually required everybody, all the citizens, to literally come before his statue, kneel down and bow down in order to receive social benefits.
而当你不是这样做的时候，你就会失去很多其他人有的权利。
And if you did not literally go up and worship and bow down before the emperor and a statue, then you would lose a lot of the benefits, the social benefits that other citizens would have.
甚至乎是面对很多的逼迫。
And to the point that those who did not bow down would have a lot of persecution.
这个的情况一路的去加剧，去到公元的64到68年的时间，一个很出名的罗马皇帝尼禄向基督徒进行大屠杀。
And this emperor worship went all the way towards Emperor Nero that really persecuted the church between AD 64 or 48 to 64. And he even slaughtered a lot of Christians.
所以这个是就是在这个这样的处境的底下，一班的信徒的状况。
So it was in this context, in this time setting, that Paul was writing to these Christians.
所以不难的想象他们那种的挣扎，他们那种的无奈。
So it's really not that difficult to see why they felt weak or why they just really were persecuted.
信耶稣信到好惨，好辛苦。
That it was just really difficult, extreme suffering, and that in believing in Jesus, it was very difficult.
所以他们会想到在诗篇42章22节那里的形容。
And so they would think of Psalm chapter 44, talking about the lambs that.
这个也是保罗今日当他同这班嘅信徒一个对话嘅里边，按住佢哋嘅情况，按住佢哋嘅思想，带出咗一个嘅。
And so when Paul was writing to them within this passage, Paul was relating to them how they were feeling and having a dialogue with them.
我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
Romans 8:36, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered.
信耶稣信到好惨。
It was extremely painful and almost depressing to believe in Jesus.
终日被杀，好似将宰嘅羊一样。
Considered being sheep, like sheep being slaughtered.
你信耶稣系咪都系信到咁嘅情况咧？
In your relationship and your faith with Jesus, is it also this depressing?
翻教会讲好多属灵嘅语句，感谢主，感谢主，但系翻到屋企喺度向神去质问，点解会咁样？点解唔咁？ 唔信你好过。
That when we come to church, that we talk a lot about a lot of encouraging spiritual matters, but when you go home, that you're continually asking God, "Why, Lord? Why, Lord?"
你个人嘅困苦环境嘅压迫，社会嘅排挤底下，系咪好似被将被杀嘅羊一样惨淡嘅喺度发出，好似头先听见嘅嗰啲咁嘅嘶叫声？
From your past experiences, your past hurts and pains, from the pressures of society, from all the things that you're going through, do you sometimes find yourself very similar to the lambs being slaughtered and crying out and crying?
甚至乎想过，不过你冇讲出嚟啫，唔信仲好。
Maybe that you've thought of it, but haven't really verbalized it. Maybe it's just better not to believe at all.
因为唔少人我哋都有一个嘅信耶稣一个嘅概念，就系神好爱我，我信佢。
A lot of us have this philosophy. Maybe if I believe in him and if God loves me, or if I believe in Jesus and God loves me, then there should be no pain.
这个是现时很盛行的成功神学。
And this is something that came from a very successful seminary.
The theological prosperity gospel.
就是觉得
信耶稣是没有苦难的。That
within the prosperity gospel, if you believe in Jesus, you won't experience pain.
信耶稣是会赚大钱的。That
if you believe in Jesus, you will make a lot of money.
信耶稣是不会病的。That
if you believe in Jesus, you'll never get sick.
在这样的情况下，当有苦难，我们就会看为神不爱我们，而推使我们就去不再信主。And
so under this particular attitude and perspective, once pain comes, then we believe that God no longer loves us, and then we no longer trust and believe in Jesus.
圣经里面清楚的解释不是一个成功的神学。
But scripture is very clear that this is not a proper theological understanding.
在这间教会里面宣告的也不是一个这样的神学。
And within this church, we also don't believe in this type of theology.
但是有时 在这间教会里面的信徒，我们却是会落在这一种的神学的里面。
But every now and then within our church, there might be brothers and sisters who would subject themselves to this kind of thinking of the prosperity gospel.
保罗很清楚信徒的挣扎，他虽然当时未去过罗马，但他知道他们的处境。
And Paul was very aware of the suffering that the Christians in Rome were going through, even though he himself had not been to Rome.
在困难、在苦难的当中去怀疑神的爱。
Just struggling with God's love during times of hardships, of persecution, of suffering.
我这么辛苦，你在哪里？你不爱我了。
I'm suffering so much, God. Where are you? You don't love me.
保罗将信徒带回去问题的核心里面，去问回他们一个的问题。
Paul took these Christians back to the core and the heart of the issue in the matter, and he asked them a question.
弟兄姊妹, 谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢?
And he asked them, brothers and sisters, who or what shall separate us from the love of Christ?
弟兄姊妹, 你知我好爱师母的。
Brothers and sisters, you all know that Pastor Anthony dearly loves his wife Mabel, Auntie Mabel.
Matthew都好爱Joyce的。
And I definitely also very much love my wife Joyce.
咁啊, 你都知道, 唔知你知唔知道, 不过师母都好爱我的。
Don't know if you guys know this as well, but Auntie Mabel also really, really loves Pastor Anthony.
但呢,我係一個唔係好識表達嘅人, 唔係好信,係咪?
Pastor Anthony thinks that he's not very good at expressing that kind of...
現在好啲。
He's getting better at it.
我哋拍拖嘅時間呢, 去到結婚嘅時候呢, 其實我都唔係好識, 特別嘅喺我嘅, 用我嘅肢體語言去表達愛。
Pastor Anthony and Auntie Mabel during their dating times as well as all the way even up until marriage, it was a struggle to express himself and his love, especially from physical.
好需要呢,佢教我點樣嘅去表達。
And it took a lot for Auntie Mabel to be able to teach Pastor Anthony how to be able to express himself.
嗰陣時嘅情況會點樣呢,我會用形容一個D字去形容,英文字D。
Okay, and how will we describe how Auntie Mabel helped Pastor Anthony grow in this area? Would express it in a way of comparing with the letter D.
D字係點樣寫㗎?
How do you write the letter D?
一動啦,係咪?
How do you write the letter D? There's a line.
跟住另外一邊就係一個半圓形咁樣。
Yes, and then there's an arch, semicircle.
情況係咩呢?
And so what's the situation like?
你或者都估到啦。
Maybe you can already guess.
師母呢,就是張開手的,是很願意的,去擁抱我的。
And so Auntie Mabel will open up her arms, very willing to give Pastor Anthony a hug.
而我就怎樣呢?
And how would Pastor Anthony be like?
由個英文字母D,你都會明白了。
And so from the letter D, you would probably already guess.
我就是一碌木咁企喺度了。
Pastor Anthony would be like straight, a piece of log.
慢慢慢慢,這個D,透過那份的愛,學習到的成為了一個O.
And after a while, over time and with a lot of love, this letter D became the letter O.
那一碌木呢,開始懂得張開隻手。
And log finally knew how to grow branches and open up the arms.
而兩個的半圓合起來就成為了一個O啦。
And so the two semicircles coming together is more like an O.
我們就學習明白愛裡面的擁抱究竟是怎樣。
And starting to understand what it means to have love in grace.
是我,不是他,是我,我學習。
Or more that Pastor Anthony learned.
但好景不常。
But every now and then,
正當我們很學懂怎樣的去愛,去擁抱的時間,
during the time of learning how to be able to embrace each other,
有些小魔怪就出現了。
There are little things that come up.
人生裡面都有不同的小魔怪的,
in life's circumstances, there's lots of little things that come up.
我家裡面第一個小魔怪出現,接著第二個小魔怪出現。
These little things that come up, well, the first one popped out, and then the second one popped out.
當我們出現的時候,當我們學懂怎樣去擁抱,去相愛的時間。
And during the time that I had kids, the time that we had to be able to learn how to embrace each other.
在座做父母的,你都會知道了。
And those who are mothers and fathers among us.
小朋友小的時間, 如果你是会有这样的表达的时候,通常他们会有什么反应的呢?
And you guys probably know when your kids are young and the mom and the dad's hugging each other, what kind of a reaction do the kids have?
当你是两个人揽住的时间,
during the time that both of you are in embrace,
失惊无神的,中间后面有些东西会走出来的。
Every now and then, a little person would kind of crawl and... You'll find that you have a little person in between you.
而上司就要推開你。
And then they want to push you apart.
因为佢要喺当中。
Because they want to be in between.
如果你多几个嘅话，就几个一齐嘅当中要拥开你哋。
And if you have two or three kids, you'll find that all of them want to kind of be in the middle.
当呢啲问题嚟到一个真正彼此相爱嘅夫妇，就会点样咧？
And so when these so-called troubles, I guess, come and come in between the love, what happens?
应该系揽得更加紧。
And what you should do is hug each other all the time.
更加唔俾呢啲小魔怪去拱开佢哋。
And to even more so, not allow these little issues to pull you apart.
但系佢哋拱唔开你，佢哋喺中间唔能够去破坏嘅时候，就会从另一个嘅方法去做噶啦。
But when they find that they cannot push you apart, they'll find another way to do it.
佢哋走去第二个位置。
They go to another position.
在你的后面。
Behind you.
跟着尝试掹开你了。
And they try to pull you.
越掹就揽得越紧。
And the harder they pull you, the harder you should hold on to your spouse.
保罗在这里问，谁能使我们与基督的爱去隔绝？
And this is the question that Paul asks the Christians in Romans. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
边个嘅可以摄入去我们同基督嘅当中，或者走去我们后面去掹走我们呢？
What or who can come in between us and Christ, or go behind us and try to pull us away?
呢度好特别，保罗问紧嘅系谁能。
It's very interesting here that Paul asks who shall separate us.
但当你细心留意呢段经文，喺跟住保罗一路提落去嘅时候，讲紧嘅唔系讲紧人物嘅。
But it's very interesting if you're observant, you look at the verse or following a sentence right after.
嗰度讲紧啲嘅系乜嘢咧？患难、困苦、逼迫、饥饿、赤身露体、危险、刀剑。
If you look here, it talks about famine or the sword or different things.
总结嚟讲就系苦难。
And all these things basically are tribulations.
保罗问完谁能之后。却系嗰个 who 之后，佢系带出嘅系一连串嘅 what。
And it's very interesting because right after Paul asks the question who, he actually brings up a whole bunch of things, talks about what。
当然，如果你留意原文嘅圣经里边嗰个 tis 系可以解释为 who 或者 what 都得嘅。
In the original Greek, the actual word tis can actually be interpreted as either who or what。
但系所有嘅译本，无论系中文、英文嘅，都系翻译为。
But the interesting thing is that in all the translations, whether actually it's in Chinese or English, they all translate it as who.
而带出来的却是一连串的 what, 那些的苦难。
Yet in the question, right afterwards, it brings out a whole string of things that are considered what.
而根据上文下理，我们可以相信的，保罗其实是问着谁与这些苦难有关的人能够使到我们与基督的爱去隔绝去挤进去拉开我们呢
So really Paul is asking within the context of these sufferings who that are going through these sufferings would be able to separate us from the love of Christ
在这段经文的由第31一路的去到刚才我们所读的第37甚至乎以后的39节的里面我们看到有三个的谁人
And so, as we're reading this passage, actually from chapter 8, verse 31, all the way to 37, and even all the way to 39, we see three types of whos.
这三个的谁人都是跟苦难有关的。
And all three of these whos have to do with suffering.
从第31、33、34的节的里面，我们看见第一个的谁是讲那个为人受苦的基督。
And so, we see a who in verse 31, this who is
the Christ who suffered.
Who is Christ?
Who suffered for us.
Yeah, who's the one who saved us.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢?是不是那个为人受苦的基督呢?
So who can be against us, is it?
Who can separate us?
Or who can separate us, sorry, from this who, of Christ.
是不是受苦的基督他自己的去让我们跟他隔绝呢?
Is it Christ who separates us?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Christ himself who separates us?
Yeah. 圣经里面第31、33、34节那里三个的谁能讲出三个的否定三次 say no.
And there's three times in verse 31, verse 33, and verse 34 that says no.
31节那里说神若帮助我们谁能敌挡我们呢?
And so in verse 31 it says if God who is for us, who can be against us?
33节，谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。
And in verse 33, who will bring a charge against us, against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies.
34节，谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。
And in verse 34, who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and who is also interceding for us.
耶稣基督为我们受苦。
Jesus suffered and died for us.
为我们死在十字架上便拯救了我们。
And he died on the cross in order to save us and rescue us.
但是我们有阵时候是会这样想的。
But a lot of times we would actually think.
耶稣成就了2000年前已经成就了救恩了。
Jesus accomplished salvation 2000 years ago.
今日如果依然嘅因着信仰有任何苦难嘅时候，佢唔会再做任何嘢噶啦。
But today, if I'm going through any hardships or sufferings, Jesus is done. He's not going to actually do anything about it.
我哋以为耶稣收工啦。
We thought that Jesus, well, he's done. He's retired.
高高坐喺父上帝嘅右边。
He's basically seated at the right hand of God's throne.
跟住就睇下你哋班信徒点死。
And then he's sitting on that throne, looking down and seeing how we as Christians are going to die.
是不是这样呢？耶稣不是这样。
Is it like that? No, Jesus is not like that.
耶稣是不是说我不再会为你再承受任何的苦难的了？
Does Jesus say, I'm no longer to suffer for you anymore? I've already done that.
今天你不能够再伤我的心的了，因为我跟你没有任何关系了。
Does Jesus look at us and go, well, today no longer can you hurt my heart because I don't know you anymore.
苦难受苦的基督，他不会叫我们跟他的爱去隔绝。
Christ, whose love is so great for us, will never ever call us to be separated from him.
刚才的经文里面讲到一些的相对。
And so, within the passage, there are, some contrasts.
帮助相对敌挡。
Things that help us and things that are against us.
轻易对控告。
And some cautions and some, things that give us hope.
祈求相对的定罪。Pray.
Oh, things that we can pray or pray for.
Condemn.
And things that, and things that condemn.
而耶稣他选择的是帮助、轻易和祈求。
And what Jesus is doing is that he is the one who doesn't condemn us, who justifies us, and who is also interceding for us.
为人受苦的基督今日依然为我们去受苦，不会将我们同他的爱去隔绝。
The suffering Christ who suffered for us is also suffering today and will not allow us to be separated from his love.
第二个的谁人，我们可以看见第38和39节那里。
And the second thing we can see is in verse 38 and 39.
就是那些令人受苦的权势。
We see that it is those things that, that's on earth or that have the power to separate us.
保罗讲到话，因为我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的事是将来的事是高处的是低处的是别的受造之物都不能叫我们与基督的与神的爱去隔绝。这个爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里面的。
And, it talks about this love and that there's all these things that try to separate us but is not able to. So Paul says, for I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这里讲了一个系列的一些的对象。
There's a whole bunch of things that are mentioned here.
这全部的是在我这个的以中心而范个范围围绕住我们会产生苦难的一些的对象。
This is within our lives, the things that were within our context, the things that surround us that would cause us trials and tribulations.
而保罗说这些的权势不能够叫我们与基督的爱隔绝。
But Paul is very convinced and he says all of these powers that are listed here, nothing will be able to separate us.
在公元的156年的时候，当时亚细亚的地区依然在罗马政府统治的时候，有很强大的反基督教的逼迫。
There was a lot of persecution during AD 156 and there was a lot of persecution surrounding the area, I guess, near Turkey.
當時喺士妹拿呢個地方有一個嘅好敬虔嘅早期嘅教父叫做波雷格。
Yeah, so in that area near Turkey, modern day Turkey, in the city of Smyrna, there is this saint called Polycarp.
但喺呢個逼迫嘅裏邊，有人就捉到呢一個嘅波雷格。
And within the persecution, Polycarp was captured.
當時佢已經係一個86歲嘅老人家。
And at that time, he is 86 years old.
而呢啲捉到佢嘅人就同佢講話，其實你講一句凱撒是主，就乜嘢都冇事。
And the people who captured him basically said to him, all you need to say is, Caesar is Lord, and nothing will happen to you.
但是这位的波雷格他讲了一句很著名的一句说话。
But Polycarp said this very famous phrase.
他说我侍奉了这位的主86年。
He said, I have served this God for 86 years.
他没有对我做任何的不好的事。
And he has done me no wrong.
我怎样可以去亵渎并且去背叛我这位的主。
How can I blaspheme and also reject my king and my savior?
当他在一个广场里面讲完这句说话。
And after he, in front of a huge assembly, spoke this.
他发出祈祷之后。
And he prayed.
所有的人就将那些木可以烧着的东西堆在他身上一把火跟着就将它烧了。
All the people piled up anything that was, can be used for fuel, wood and things like that, and they set him on fire.
邪恶的权势，黑暗的势力，尝试的叫我们和基督的爱隔绝。
The principalities and the powers of this world and all the forces that come against us constantly want to separate us from Christ's love.
波雷格同埋好多历世历代嘅信徒俾我哋清楚睇见，唔可以呢啲嘅权势唔能够叫我哋同基督嘅爱去隔绝。
Polycarp, as well as a lot of saints all throughout church history, shows and demonstrates to us that this is not possible. That these powers that come against us cannot indeed separate us from the love of Christ.
而究竟第三个？保罗所讲嘅谁能使我哋与基督嘅爱隔绝嘅谁系边一个咧
？And so who's this third who that Paul mentions that can separate us from the love of Christ？
当头先讲翻嗰个嘅 O 嗰个嘅相拥爱嘅拥抱呢个嘅描述嘅时候
，so going back to the previous illustration of this the letter O of embrace，
当一对恩爱嘅夫妇大家互相拥抱嘅时候。
When a loving spouse embraces each other,
好似冇嘢能够将佢哋隔绝。
Seems like nothing can separate them.
但系当其中一方面，佢可能去听见或者去幻想对方对佢嘅不忠。
But if one spouse starts to think all of the wrongs that the other spouse has done to them,
又或者佢喺脑海里边觉得对方唔爱佢。
Or maybe in their mind they believe that the other spouse doesn't love them.
他去怀疑对方爱的时间。
Or kind of start thinking, well, they don't spend so much time with me.
那只拥抱的手原本是一个半圆形。
Those hands that were supposed to be a semicircle
就会变回一碌木。
Will become a straight line, a log.
但是不单只是这样。
But it won't only be like this.
当这个的疑惑继续下去的时候
，that if this kind of thinking continues,
那只手会拎起来
those hands would be brought up to the chest.
一手的将对方拱开
，and push away the other spouse.
保罗问：谁能使我哋与基督嘅爱隔绝呢
？And so Paul asks, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
好特别，你发觉呢段经文里边。无端端的在第36节的那里加了一句我们为你的缘故终日被杀人看我们如将宰的羊。
And you might find it's very interesting within this passage in verse 36 is inserted this quote, for your sake, we face death all day long, we are considered sheep.
这个是当时的信徒他们的心声。
This is echoes the heart of the believers in Rome at that time.
而保罗就去发出呢个问题嘅时候，谁能使我哋与基督嘅爱隔绝呢？第三个问题佢冇俾到答案嘅。
And so Paul asks, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" And this one he doesn't really give an answer.
因为呢个谁能关乎嘅系你同我，同时当时嘅罗马信徒佢点样嘅去回应神嘅爱。
Because this who is talking about you and I, and at that time, the believers.
这个谁讲紧嘅系陷喺苦难嘅里边嘅我哋。
It is this who is talking about the who's that suffer the sufferings.
这段经文其实是引自诗篇第44篇嘅第22节，而继续落去第23到26节，我哋更加明白呢一段经文里边所讲嗰个嘅心情究竟系点样。
So this verse that's inserted in there is actually a quote from Psalm 44:22. And actually, if we continue to read through verse 22 to 26, we would actually find a bit of the context.
诗篇第44篇第22节就是刚才保罗所引用的，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
And so Psalm 44:22 is pretty much exactly what's quoted there in Romans. Yet, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered.
而23到26节讲咩呢？嗰度话主啊，求你睡醒，为何尽睡呢？求你兴起，不要永远丢弃我们。你为何掩面不顾我们所遭的苦难和所受的欺压？我们的性命伏于尘土，我们的土腹贴紧贴地面。求你起来帮助我们，凭你嘅慈爱救赎我们。
So what does it say from verses Psalm 44, verses 23 all the way to 26? It says, Awake, Lord, why do you sleep? Rouse yourself, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression? We are brought down to the dust, our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up and heal us, rescue us because of your unfailing love.
这个讲紧的就是神你不理我们了，你睡觉了，你现在在这里。
This passage talks about God, that you don't care about us, that you're sleeping.
你掩面，你拧开面，你唔顾我哋啦。That
God, you have turned your face away, and that you no longer care for us.
你唔再爱我哋啦。That
you no longer love us.
你睇下我哋，而家我哋终日被杀，我哋好似将宰嘅羊一样。It's
talking to God and saying, "Look, we're suffering. We're like sheep being slaughtered."
而呢一班嘅信徒当时就系一个咁嘅情况。
And so these Christians who were in Rome felt like that at that time.
所以保罗喺第一个嘅问题，系咪受苦嘅基督叫我哋同基督同佢嘅爱隔绝咧？保罗清楚嘅话，唔系。
So Paul asked very clearly the first question: This who is it? Christ who calls us to be separated from His love? Definitely not.
喺第二个嘅谁人嗰度，保罗话系咪嗰啲能够嗰啲嘅。 让我们受苦的权势或者势力叫我们和基督的爱隔绝呢？保罗说不是。
And so the second who, is it the people who are opposing us, people outside, the situations, the circumstances outside? Paul so clearly says no.
但是面对着这个第三个的谁人，保罗学了我们春令会的讲员，谢牧师那些的答案, yes and no.
And, but within this third question of the who, talking about us, the ones who are going through this, very similar to the Chinese speaker at spring camp, Paul answers yes and no.
关键的是基督在爱的里面拥抱我们的时间。
And so within that time, God or Jesus is holding out, stretching out his arms, wanting to embrace us.
我们有没有怀疑他的爱?
Do we doubt his love?
我们有没有怀疑他对我们那份的恩典?
Do we doubt the grace that He has given to us?
而让这个怀疑一路在我们的生命里面去深化。
That within this doubt and within this struggle, that it manifests itself within our hearts.
慢慢的让我们觉得信耶稣原来很辛苦。
That slowly we believe in this lie that believing in Christ is not worth it.
而在很多苦难里面，我们开始去萌生一个我们不再相信这位神的意念。
And that within our struggles, we think, yeah, maybe, you know what, it's better not to believe in Christ and not to truly follow Him.
继而的，我们就举起我们的手，将神一手的推开。
And that inadvertently and without maybe even realizing it, we bring up our arms and in one shove, we push Him away.
所以保罗在这里是一个yes and no的答案。
And so Paul here answers in a sense a yes and no.
你会说,咦,不是,在第37节那里,保罗清楚说no.
So you might look and you go, well, that doesn't add up. In chapter 8, verse 37, Paul clearly says no.
但你会发觉,他这里不是在答那个谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝这个问题。
But you see here, actually, the answer that Paul is answering here isn't the question of who shall separate us from Christ.
他是回应上面那个引用的经文，说我们为你的缘故终日被杀人，看我们如将宰的羊，这个状况。
Paul's no here in verse 37 is actually in response to the attitudes of the Christians in Rome that they were facing death and being like sheep that were being slaughtered every day.
保罗用了一个很强烈的字，然而 no.
Paul used a very emphatic no.
他这里回应的是说，不要这样想啊，我们不是这样的。
Paul is saying, guys, don't think like this. No, we're not like sheep that are being slaughtered every single day.
我们不是好像将宰的羊，反而我们是好像夸胜的勇士，得胜有余。
Paul is saying, don't think this way. Don't think that you are like sheep being slaughtered. No, instead, we are more than conquerors.
保罗讲到的，我们是不应该好像羔羊那样在那里嘶叫，反而我们应该是奏得胜的凯歌。
Paul is saying that we shouldn't be screaming like these sheep that are being slaughtered. No, instead, we should know that we are conquerors.
在第37节，保罗说，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事情上已经得胜有余了。
Paul says very clearly that it is, in verse 37, that it is through him who loves us, that we are more than conquerors.
我们不是将宰的羊。
We are not like these lambs being slaughtered.
我们是跨胜的勇士。
We're conquerors, more than conquerors.
怎样可以达至一个跨胜的勇士呢？
And how can we become like this more than conquerors?
39节说，在主基督的爱里面，他张开手去拥抱我们。
In verse 39 it says, Christ is the one reaching out and surrounding us with his love.
第37节那里说，靠着爱我们的主，在他那份的爱的当中。
Verse 37 is very clear that we are conquerors through him who loves us. It's within his love.
在第28节的那里说到，叫爱神的人得益处，我们要回应去爱他。
In verse 28, a little bit earlier in the passage, it says that God works all things together for the good of those who love him. And so we need to love God.
在对主的爱的坚定里面，在一切的患难的当中，我们能够得胜有余。
And so, through his love and us loving God, that in all these things, we are able to be more than conquerors.
弟兄姊妹，你今日有冇怀疑神嘅爱咧？
Brothers and sisters, today, do you doubt? Do you question God's love?
你有冇喺一切嘅困难嘅里边，你觉得神唔爱你咧？
Do you, within your sufferings, within the trials you're going through, do you doubt God's love for you?
甚至乎你想谂下，都系唔好信呢位神啊。
Even to the point of thinking, yeah, maybe I just can't trust this God.
保罗说，不要这样想，不是这样的。Paul
says, don't think like this. This is not the way it really is.
只要我们依然张开一手拥抱住我们这位神的时候，
so as long as we open up our arms to this God who loves us,
让那个圆形，那个O依然的存在，
to allow that letter O to continue,
我们依然能够在当中经历那份的爱和得胜。
That even through the suffering, we can still experience love and this victory.
这里有一个老人家，一对的夫妇。
There is an elderly couple here.
他叫Gordon和Norma。
Name is Gordon and Norma.
他们结婚了72年。
They were married 72 years.
他们超过90岁。
They were over 90 years old.
在他们庆祝了他们结婚周年之后，
After celebrating a rare 70th wedding anniversary,
有一天他们两个一起驾车出去买东西。
One day they both went out driving to go buy something.
而他们就撞了车在意外的当中。
And they had a car accident.
当去到医院的时间，他的儿子去到医院探望看他们的时候，
And the son went to the hospital to see his parents.
他见到他们的手依然是拖着的。
He saw them even in the hospital, they were holding hands.
但是很不幸的，在那一天的下午，撞车那天下午的3:38, Gordon 就离世了。
But unfortunately, that very afternoon at 3:38 p.m., Gordon passed away.
但一件很奇怪的事情，
But there was something quite mysterious and miraculous that happened.
雖然Gordon已經停止了呼吸,
even though Gordon had stopped breathing,
但是那個monitor依然的,在他的心是跳的。
That even though he had stopped breathing on the heart monitor, you can see his heart was still beating.
他兒子就覺得很奇怪,立刻找護士來問他是為什麼原因。
And so the son thought, this is very strange, and quickly found the nurse and was like, what's going on?
那個護士看一看,
the nurse took one look.
他看到那個Norma依然拖著Gordon的手。
The nurse saw that Norma was still holding on to Gordon's hand.
他就告訴他兒子聽,
and told the son.
是Norma他拖著手的時候,他那個heart,去令到Gordon的heartbeat繼續的,去,在那裡有那個跳動。
It was because Norma was still holding on to Gordon's hand that the heart monitor for Gordon was picking up Norma's heartbeat.
是Norma的心跳產生到Gordon繼續的心跳。
And it was Norma's heartbeat that continued to keep fueling the heartbeat of Gordon.
1個鐘頭之後, 4:48, Norma亦都係離世了。
A little bit over an hour later at 4:48, Norma also passed away.
當佢個仔睇到呢個情況嘅時候,
and when their son saw this,
佢講咗一句嘅説話,
he said something.
In the end, they chose each other, and that was it. They were committed. 去到最後的時候，佢哋依然選擇對方，而喺當中佢哋係委身於對方喺愛嘅裏邊。我哋講到關於基督嘅愛，冇嘢能夠將我哋同基督嘅愛去隔絕。
The son said this phrase. In the end, they chose each other, and that was what was important. They were committed. And so, in the same way, it is with our love with Christ.
在基督的爱的里面,靠着爱我们的主,叫爱神的人得益处,而在一切的事情上面,我们就得胜有余。
That it is within the love of Christ that all of those who are called to Him are able to become more than conquerors.
弟兄姊妹,你有没有捉住我们的主的手,让他那个心跳成为你的心跳?
Brothers and sisters, are you grasping on and holding on tight to the hand of Christ, allowing His heartbeat to feel your heartbeat?
让他的爱透过你的回应,能够继续的去叫你得胜有余。
To allow His love through your response to Him to allow you to become more than a conqueror.
一位很出名的牧者, John Piper.
A very famous pastor, John Piper.
他讲过什么叫做得胜有余, more than conqueror.
He explains what it means to be more than a conqueror.
他说一个勇士去征服他的敌人,但是一个跨性的勇士, more than conqueror, 是去降服他的敌人在他的脚下。
He says that a conqueror defeats his enemy, but more than conqueror subjugates his enemy.
一个勇士去破坏敌人的计谋, 但是一个 more than conqueror, 跨性的勇士, 是将敌人的计谋成为了
A conqueror nullifies the purpose of his enemy, but a more than conqueror turns his enemy's own purpose into his own purpose.
一个勇士是去打低他的敌人, 但是一个跨性的勇士是叫敌人成为他的奴仆。
A conqueror strikes down his foe, but a more than conqueror makes his foe his slave.
历世历代我们看见有不少的信徒在苦难里面不怀疑神的爱, 以致都能够去经历 more than conqueror 得胜有余的实际情况。
We see all throughout history that there are many saints, many Christians who have suffered, and within that suffering, not only conquered, but was able to turn those.
中国的教会在上个世纪经历了50多年的逼迫,
The Chinese church has received persecution over the last 50 years.
但经过50年之后, 今日的中国的教会被神炼净成为精金。
But over those 50 years, through the persecution, through that refining process, God has basically refined this church in China to be refined as gold.
成为了一队很庞大的宣教的军队。
That God has refined these congregations in China to become a huge movement for him for evangelism and mission.
喺近期大家留意中國嘅新聞，你會睇見喺溫州嘅地方有64間教會，呢個係已經係上個禮拜嗰個嘅數字， 64間教會被拆毀同埋將佢哋嘅十字架係攞落嚟。
You guys might have already seen in the news, and this is already 1 week old news, the number 64 churches were demolished in the Wanzhou region in China, and they tore down the crosses as well. And it is pretty clear that this will continue all throughout the rest of China.
但係喺呢個苦難嘅裏面，佢係將中國裏面嘅三個嘅唔同嘅教會，三字嘅教會、地下嘅教會同埋註冊嘅教會，歷史性嘅合一喺埋一齊。But
the amazing thing is that this persecution is bringing together the unity of the three churches, the three self church, the underground church, as well as the registered church to come together in unity.
喺2007年嘅時候，我哋又知道喺新疆所有嘅宣教士差唔多全部嘅被逐出中國。
And we know that in 2007, all the missionaries in the Xiangzhou region was kicked out.
但我哋知道，產生嘅佢係喺海外嘅地方，有更加多嘅維吾爾族人能夠信主同埋認識耶穌。
But we know that what happened was there was a flourishing of a ministry all throughout the areas outside of that and internationally.
兩姊妹，當你聽見呢啲嘅時候，你願意嘅係喺嗰個嘅將宰嘅羔羊嗰個嘅系列，抑或係喺嗰個嘅得勝有餘跨勝嘅勇士嘅陣營嘅裏邊咧？
So when you look at these things, when you see this, do you put it under the model of, well, it looks like there are sheep being slaughtered, or do you look at them and say, yes, they're more than conquerors?
誰能使我哋與基督嘅愛隔絕咧？個答案係 yes or no.
That when you look at this. And who shall separate us from the love of Christ? With that answer, yes and no.
關鍵係你究竟點樣做決定?
The big question is, what are you going to choose?
你能不能夠成為一個跨性的勇士, 抑或是將宰的羔羊, 同樣的是你的決定?
Are you going to be looking at yourself as being a sheep being slaughtered, or are you going to see yourself as more than a conqueror? The choice is up to you.
第二次世界大戰嘅時候，有兩個嘅日子好重要。
During World War II, there were 2 days that was extremely important.
一個日子係1944年嘅6月6號。
The first date was
1944 June 6. 另一個日子係1945年嘅5月8號。
The other date is 1945 May 8th.
1945年嘅5月8號, 大家可能會容易啲嘅知道呢個係嗰個嘅叫做 V Day, Victory Day.
So a lot of you might know that V Day or Victory Day, 1945.
就係盟軍喺德國裏面取得勝利嘅嗰一日.
That was the victorious day where the war ended in Germany.
但係呢個 V Day 如果冇咗另一個嘅日子，就係1944年6月6號叫做 D Day 嘅話，係唔會產生出嚟嘅。
But if it wasn't for this other date, D Day, in the Battle of Normandy, 1944 June 6th,
D Day 就係嗰個嘅 decisive day， 嗰個嘅關鍵性、決定性嘅嗰一日。
That if it wasn't for D-Day, that V-Day would not happen. And D-Day stands for the decisive day.
而那一日就是諾曼第戰役的開始的那一日。
And that was the day on which the Battle of Normandy began.
亦都因為這一日將整個的形勢扭轉, 以致到產生到在1945年的那個V-Day。
And it was on this day, D-Day, that it was really the turning point of World War II, where the Allied forces began to win.
弟兄姊妹，今日係你嘅D-Day。
Brothers and sisters, today is your D-Day.
能不能夠讓你嘅人生成為一個嘅跨性得勝嘅人生? 今日係你嘅D-Day。
Brothers and sisters, will you decide today to turn your life to become more than a conqueror?
誰能使我哋與基督嘅愛隔絕呢? 那個受苦嘅基督唔會。
Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will Christ separate us? No.
那些苦難的權勢不會。
Will the worldly troubles and persecution and those who come against us? No.
唯一有可能的就是在苦难当中的你。
The only thing is the one who is going through suffering, you.
今天你的决定是什么呢?
What is your decision today?
你是愿意在不在怀疑的里面拥抱这位主?
Are you going to, within the suffering, to open up your arms and hold on to Christ?
抑或你是一手地将他推开?
Or are you going to, in one fell swoop, push him away?